Christians to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
By now, you may have seen some of Celebration Tabernacle Easter services commercials on Spectrum. So yes, that is us, your friendly Make Your Day Count family. We are doing everything that we can on our end to win souls, to spread the word, to spread the invitation for all to come out to the Space Coast Convention Center on Easter morning at 10 a.m. If you do not have a home church, we invite you. And let's have a say, if you do not have a home church, if you have a home church where you are being taught the word of God, you should be there. You should be plugged in every opportunity the doors are open at your home church. But if you do not, we want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church's Easter service. And it's more than just a traditional Easter service. We're going to have a dramatic play, illustration, illustrative teaching, Follow the Yellow Brick Road. So come on out, invite your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, strangers that you see. And we want all ages there celebrating the resurrection power of God. Easter morning, 10 a.m., Space Coast Convention Center.
So I am excited. Mm-hmm. Are you excited? Mm-hmm. As we look forward seeing you coming out to witness the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing fully well who God is, what God is doing in our city. Because look all around you, you can see the power of God. God is an awesome God. God is everywhere. And, you know, all you got to do is to make sure that you're led by the Spirit. And there are people that need to be saved. And all we have to do is to allow the Holy Spirit to move you and lead you to those people so that you can minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. You see, in Acts chapter 2, Peter was now filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was moved to witness and minister to all the people that was there. And we know there was a lot of people that did not know the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible tells us that 3,000 of them saved. Mm-hmm. That was a big office. But the only way that office happened was, number one, Peter prayed. Mm-hmm. And the rest, they prayed. They went to Jerusalem to pray to the Lord of the office. And because they prayed to the Lord of the office, he shows up. And because he shows up, their soul got saved.
Things change. We were just talking off the air about how do you know when a fruit is ready for picking. So we all go to the grocery store and such. So when you're in the produce section, there's different attributes that you look for in the fruits and the vegetables to see if they're ready, if they're the best candidate for you to put into your cart to bring home and put into your refrigerator, your counter, and feed your family with. So you go through and you see some are ripe and ready for right now. And then there's others that, no, I'll leave this one behind, because if I bring this one home, it's still going to be a while before I can use it. So there's a harvest that is ripe and ready for this time and this season. So we pray to the Lord of the harvest to give us insight, to put right words in our mouth, the spirit of discernment, to be able to effectively minister to the harvest of right now.
And don't think that you're not good enough to go out and witness to people. Peter, as Pastor Diana had said, he denied Jesus 3 times because he was afraid. And he's the one that Jesus says, upon your this, I'm going to build my church upon this rock. He was talking about Peter because Peter had the revelation that Jesus Christ was the one, the Messiah. And if we think we can't, there's also Paul. Paul was another one. Paul went around killing Christians, and then he had a great
transformation.
Yes, transformation. Thank you, Diana. He had a great transformation. So it doesn't matter what level we are. We can witness to people if we have the power of the Holy Spirit. And also, times have changed. You know, we have to go where the people are. I remember Billy Graham filled up stadiums, and everybody, hundreds of people used to come down, and they would accept Jesus as the personal Savior. And I remember handing out tracts to people many years ago, good 30, 40 years ago. What would people do with those tracts now? They take them and they put their chewing gum in it so they could throw it away. You know, now we have to use other means. The message is the same. The love is the same. But sometimes we have to use a different way in order to reach the lost. But the hurting people are there. They've always been and they always will be. And we have to be the laborers and the vessels by which to transform their lives and get out of the funk that they're in, you know. And we have a good message to give them, and we need to do this in order to see the transformation and be pleasing to God.
That once the Holy Spirit, that we need to get this in our heart. Once the Holy Spirit comes, he comes in you. The Holy Spirit will what? Ignite you. The Holy Spirit becomes the leader. He takes over. Once the Holy Spirit, and I'm not talking our emotion, I'm talking the person, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of power. Once he comes in your life, he will direct you and guide you in the way you should go, what you should do, what you should say, and what you will not say. The Holy Spirit takes over. Now, if you look in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8, go to Acts chapter 8, and we can look at the story. Let's find it this morning, because we will close off this morning teaching from Acts chapter 8. There's the encounter of the Ethiopian eunuch, and he was reading the word of God. He was one of them that was what? Ready. He was ready to be harvest. But it's going to take the Holy Spirit. Got it?
In Acts chapter 8, starting at verse 26, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip,
yes,
saying, arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert. So the angel of the Lord tells Philip a specific destination to go harvest a soul. So what does Philip have to do? He has to respond. Yes. He has to arise and he has to go to the location that the angel of the Lord directs him to. Verse 27, so he arose and went. So now let's look at the quality of man that he encounters. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority. So the man that he is now, God is sending him to encounter, isn't a poor man of low rank. Sometimes we think those are the only people that God is sending. He's just sending us to poor people of low rank.
Yeah.
He's sending him now to the eunuch, great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury. So this is the big finance guy who reports directly to the queen. And that is who Philip is being sent to go have an encounter with, and had come to Jerusalem to worship. So now the man has prestige, he has position, he has wealth, he has rank, and he's coming to worship. So he's coming for a religious exercise that he does not yet have any understanding of. So Philip is being sent on assignment by the Holy Spirit to minister the word effectively to him so that he can have understanding. When he was returning and sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and overtake this chariot. So this isn't going to be an easy feat, right? He says, go. Now you got to go take over the chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, do you understand what you are reading? So the Holy Spirit gives Philip direction. And when Philip responds to the direction, he hears the man, the eunuch. He's reading from the book of Isaiah, the prophet. And the Holy Spirit quickens him to ask the right question to engage the eunuch. So he says, do you understand what you're reading? Simple question. And he said, so the eunuch responds, how can I understand unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer is silent. So he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So he's reading a specific scripture. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with what all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized them. So this was a complete fulfillment of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. He taught him. He baptized him. He went out to get him. He went to another place to locate him. He put forth the effort to respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit for this particular soul.
So we see when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, the Holy Spirit will lead us to the right fruit, to the right person that is ready. Here's a typical example of the Holy Spirit leading Philip to the person that was ready. So let us pray to the Lord of the harvest. Let us ask God for direction. Let us not be led by our own strength, goes in our own wisdom, trying to bring people to the Lord. But let God lead.
Mm-hmm. When he leads you to the right person, the person will respond.
Yes.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.